Nolte, Chess goes up in Democrat-run Portland, cops attacked. By John Nolte on December 9, 2020. The left-wing terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa constructed a new Chess, another one of their so-called autonomous zones, this time in Democrat-run Portland. Chess stands for Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, and has become a catch-all for when these terrorists seize property that does not belong to them and declare it no longer part of the United States. I'm not sure why, after a civil war started over a similar idea, they do this. Probably because they're high. To be fair, I'd be good with a MAGA Chaz. Anyway, we had one of these in Seattle over the summer. A huge one that lasted weeks, and because terrorists are gonna terrorize, a lot of people died and a whole of property got destroyed. This week, the Antifa and Black Lives Matter terrorists took their terrorism to Portland, which is basically Seattle, but in Oregon. You know, run by far-left Democrats because the voters there are stupid, and look at what they got going on now. A sweet, little Chess that looks like a garbage dump ruled over by terrorists. Seriously, check this out. The apparent excuse for this particular confederacy is an eviction. Someone was unable to pay their mortgage, so the terrorists are cloaking their terrorism in the noble cause of saving someone from eviction. Aw, aren't they sweet? Aren't they just so cuddly? You just want to hug them to pieces. The Sun reports that law enforcement reportedly discovered a stockpile of guns inside the home dubbed the Red House on Mississippi Avenue, where activists tried to protect the Kinney family, who were served multiple eviction notices. Police said from September 1 to November 30, 2020, at least 81 calls were made complaining of fights, disturbances, shots fired, burglary, thefts, vandalism, noise violations, trespassing, and threats, including by armed individuals, amongst other street-blocking nuisances. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, the loony and feckless Democrat who has allowed these terrorists to terrorize his city for months, says he will put a stop to this. There will be no autonomous zone in Portland, he squeaked from a gerbil cage. We'll see. Wheeler has created the kind of lawless environment that inspires exactly this kind of behavior. What do we care, though? It's not like we live in Portland. Portland voted for Wheeler, and you get what you vote for. I live in rural America, and in rural America, we turn on the news and point and laugh at places like Portland, usually while we're cleaning our guns. Why would anyone want to live like this? The idiots in Portland do know they can choose their own leaders, right? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.